And now it is time for our first interview with Mulelani, Owam, and Linomta. Without further ado, let's jump straight into our first interview of the day. Joining us to reflect on World Read Aloud Day, we have Mulelani Fuchane from Nalibali. Nalibali has been one of our longest standing partners, and we have some lovely stories. We've heard some lovely stories from them over the years, especially on shows like Books and Breakfast with Yusra and Nasera. With Mulelani today, he also has his two daughters, Owam and Linomta, as Nalibali focuses on promoting family literature. Welcome to RX Radio, Mulelani.
Thank you so much, Talita, and thank you for having us.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. I'm a bit nervous because I'm with my daughters, and it's the first time we're doing an interview together, so it's quite nerve-wracking.
I'll try to make it less stressful. Don't worry, it'll be a conversation.
I would appreciate that, thanks.
We heard from you before, but for those who don't know you, can you please remind us about yourself and the people you're here with today?
So hello to everyone, RX Radio listeners. I appreciate being here again. My name is Mulelani Fuchane. I am the National Partnership Coordinator for the Nalibali Reading for Enjoyment campaign. I'm a father of two daughters, naughty, humble, beautiful black kids that I love. I'm here with them today, and we're going to be talking more about, you know, our love for sharing stories at home. And as the Nalibali campaign, of course, is part of the World Read Aloud Day, we've been promoting the importance of families playing an important role when it comes to promoting illiteracy and improving standard of literacy.
But Mulelani, before we talk about family literacy and reading as a family, we just had World Read Aloud Day. Can you please reflect for us how the day was this year and what the Nalibali team did?
Amazingly, you know, this World Read Aloud Day, I think for the first time in 3 years since the COVID-19 epidemic, we had face-to-face events that were planned as part of the celebrations of World Read Aloud Day. Because, I mean, as you would probably know, with the impact of COVID-19, it meant that, you know, we had less face-to-face interaction and that all our celebrations were basically via the online platforms. But this year, in like 3 years, we were able to basically have those face-to-face events. And I think thanks to our partners, including some of the community radio stations like RX Radio, that continue to help us promote, World Read Aloud Day celebrations across the country. And yes, this year we were targeting, again, 3 million children to be read to across the country. But with those, specifically, we placed more of our energy towards getting about 1 million families to pledge that they will be reading aloud to their children. So we're busy, calculating the numbers now. And the people are, some are still basically submitting their data. So we're busy collating that data. I'm not able to give you right now as to whether, how many families able to pledge and how many kids were able to read aloud to. But yes, thanks to all South Africans, we are now starting to see, South Africans are willing to be part of this movement. Yeah. As you probably heard from the speech of the president, and how much now we are prioritizing literacy and reading as an important component when it comes to our, development as a country.
That is interesting. what would you say is the importance of World Read Aloud Day?
Well, look, with World Read Aloud Day, we use that day to bring about awareness, when it comes to the challenges that we might be facing when it comes to literacy. And just to a reminder, to our radio, to our RX radio listeners out there, that 78% of 10-year-olds are not able to read for meaning. And this is the challenge that we are facing as a country. As we know that, children who are immense experienced in storytelling and who are told stories from the earlier ages, they have a better chance of doing better academically. And that with a World Read Aloud Day, we use that day, as much as we are celebrating the importance of reading aloud, but we use the day to bring about awareness on the importance of, you know, adults playing a key role when it comes to reading aloud to their children.
But Bulelan, can you please tell us about the idea of family literature? What is it and how does it help families get closer to each other and bond?
Well, some of the research that have been done, it has been discovered that, you know, children who grew up in a household or in a family, you know, where reading and writing and basically literacy activities are part of the social fabric, especially those who are told stories from the earlier ages, you know, at the foundation phase. Even, you know, there's now even a concept to say the first 1,000 days of a child are the most important days when it comes to developing their language skills, immersing them in storytelling. So, you know, as the campaign, we are encouraging families, including you know, some, you know, the gogos, abo mama, abo tata, who might maybe assume that I'm not literate, and because I'm not literate, I don't have a role to play when it comes to this literacy development. And we are saying no, makulu, you have a role to play. You can tell umtana wako intsomi. You can tell umzukulwana intsomi, because through those intsomi, you are inspiring the imagination. You are making it easy for that child to pick up a book, because storytelling is connected, you know, with books. So, you know, children need to be given that opportunity from the earlier stages, and hence the families have more of an important role when it comes to ensuring that children are immersed in, you know, in literacy activities.
How do you encourage your friends to read?
Well, I encourage my friends to read by asking them to bring stories to school, and, you know, at break time when we have lunch, you know, we take up those books and, you know, we have this small group of ours, you know, we read those books or we tell each other what this book's about. And, you know, we have two of our favorite books, which is Dog Diary and The Paris Seamstress.
I'm going to go check those books out. That sounds interesting. Lilomta, what makes reading with your family special?
Reading with the family is special because when you read to your family and, like, you make a mistake, they won't laugh at you or criticize you or lower your self-esteem, but instead they will boost up your self-esteem and encourage you to read more.
Do you think a parent should be more involved in reading with their children?
Yes, I think parents should be more involved with reading to their children, because as children, we don't really know all the grammar, where should the commas and the full stops be. And as a parent, when you are more involved with the children's reading, you know, you can put them in place, you know, this grammar goes there and there, and also fixing with their mistakes. And also words, because some books, you know, have these very English words, you know, that they are so
English.
Big. So big that the child just
so
can't read
English.
It.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's very English. And, you know, as a parent, you can say this word means this, that word means that.
Linomta, what is your favorite book and why do you say that?
My favorite book is Dog Diaries, because Dog Diaries is very adventurous, exciting, and very dramatic, and I love dramas.
I'm sure you guys get, like, high marks for your English essays, right? Imagination-wise. do you think reading improves the way you perform at school, and how would you say it contributes to your learning?
Yes, reading especially helps in English, you know, with comprehensions, essays, and grammar.
Okay, I'm going to get into more reading. I want to be like you guys. thank you so much to you all for joining us. But Bulelani, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to say thank you to the RX Radio family. And as the Nali Bali campaign, we value this partnership so much. And, you know, may you continue to grow from strength to strength. And we are seeing now RX Radio is global. So, yeah, we appreciate that, and there's the Nali Bali campaign. We are happy to be part of this partnership.
Thank you so much for joining us, all of you, and thank you for your support. Please do continue supporting RX Radio.